Okay, so Ian's talking about some movie called Never Ending Story. Do you guys know what that is?
It's a story about some young boy who has this magical lion, and he discovers this lion, and he goes to this world, and he flies all throughout the story. He's flying with this lion, and there's a whole lot of characters that he interacts with.
And every time he reads about them, something happens. He creates the movie by reading it.
Yeah.
He activates it by reading this story, and then it happens. Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And that's why they call it the never-ending story, because every time he reads, he creates the action.
Yeah, now, I'm saying that's what I'm doing. So I'm reading, and he gets awake, and it happens. Or I read this, it happens. You know, that's... So I see if you can make sense of this. This is January 25th. January 25th.
Kids thing, it's like a kid's thing,
yeah.
But everything in the story that was happening was because the kid was reading the book. So for you,
okay.
Everything that's going on here is because you're reading the book. All this tyranny, all this stuff, it makes the story better. You're reading a story, Bob, and this is what's happening. Carolyn's about ready to kill you all, just all of you, so that's why. You're reading the story, Bob, and what you read, that becomes what you say is real. Israel. Spiritual Israel or natural Israel? What you're reading is what he is, and that's the point, and that's why you're having it this way. And you'll change that story, and it'll get better, but that's why things are coming across this way. But that's another symptom. It's not a problem. It's the symptom. It's why everything is an uproar. That's an uproar. That's what that's about. You have done more time than anyone else, so you're driving. You know these ley lines. You don't know anything, but you know everything. You've been exposed enough that you can connect the dots. You know the people. You know the times.
Yeah.
You know the eras. You know the scenarios. You know all the people.
Yeah.
You know all the players. There's no one in any generation that you can say, oh, well, that was in 1665, and this was a very good year, and this is what happened. That ridiculous thing, Bob, that no one else on the planet does but you is very important here because you're trying to connect dots. You are trying to connect the dots so you can tell the story. You already told them how it's going to come out. You already told them about bread of life. You already told them about living water. You already told them how the environment's changing. You already told them how we're going to eat all this radiation. We're going to get rid of all oxygen. Oxygen's what kills you. We're going to become eternal. You already, goddamn Bob, you're quoting Revelations, quoting King James Version of the Bible. Now, that's the news flash. I mean, the Quoker Quadrant never got over that when you got over, let go of the tiny note and found out that the little book was you. Well, and Greg, but you. So that's when it gets to be great fun, that you end up financing King James to finance the new version of the Bible so you'd have a good version to read to prove your industrialist point that the revolution doth ensue.
That's a good one. All this intrigue around Loire Valley. I funded King James, the first Bible? Wow.
Yes. Well, not the first Bible, the King James version of the Bible.
No.
See,
yeah,
it was all messed up. It was all messed up. And then they found the Dead Sea Scrolls after that, which makes a whole other mess. You see, I mean, it's just ridiculous how they keep finding things back and forth. And that, and just wait till the Leopard's Ice Cream's discovered in a new Pharaoh's tomb. Now, they found all the Pharaoh's tomb. They're going to find another Pharaoh. Oh, my God, there's ice cream in this jug, and it's still cold. Just wait. It's going to be great fun and hysterical. Just because for you, that becomes a fun fodder. That's fun fodder. It's fun fodder. It matters not at the end of days. It doesn't hurt anyone or help anyone or gain ground on any level. Just soften this whole position now, because what's happening as you're telling this story, you're starting to, every time you up the ante, we've already told you as plain and clearly as we can, once you get all your houses in order and in place, then at a certain level, you'll quietly go stealth. You can still play at whatever level you want to play, but you don't need an audience you don't need the whole wide world to bow to you, Bob.
Yeah, that guy, did you notice something there? Roxy keeps wondering, why are all these people together? Why are they connecting? Well, I'm connecting them. I'm creating a goddamn nest of connections that are actual. It's because I'm connecting them, reading it, and then they start having to be connected because I pronounced it. Okay, you're connected to this person. Okay, right away, Bob. Okay, with that, okay, now I'm living with Margarita. No wonder Margarita's afraid of Carolyn. She knows Bob's causing all this, and Carolyn's forcing Bob to do it. Okay, what's next? Humpty Dumpty. Let's see what that is. Here we go.
It's the Humpty Dumpty syndrome. You know the story. Who cared about Humpty Dumpty until they fell off the wall?
Yeah.
They found out how a damn egg could get up on the wall, and that's when everybody started railing and raging and carrying on like a wild man. Up till then, they didn't care about Humpty Dumpty.
So we're the egg that got back up on the wall? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're on the wall, and now everybody's noticing you on the wall. Here at the wall.
Right.
Yes.
After the fall. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But now do not focus on the fall. The fall's happening. And here's what's going to happen. It's going to fall, but it's not going to fall.
Well, wait. Do you mean the fall of Humpty? Humpty's going to fall?
No. Well, Humpty always falls, but that's not the point. The Humpty is going to fall. The wall is going to, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. It's going to be torn down, Bob, but you're going to be okay. But if you sit up here talking about how it's going to be okay for everybody.
Oh, I can't play that part. It's a good part, but yeah. Did it leave it hanging? Yeah, he comes up to an important point. I can't say that. Yeah, very important point. Little people can't know about the important points. Well, we can do the trivial shit, but not the stuff real good. So I have here, what Ion did on the January 23rd payday. Okay.
Now, we've laid out several ways here, and they are specifically the changes. We went over during your show, what you call your show, very specifically about the things that were going to occur that already have occurred that we told you was going to occur, and now you're surprised because they have occurred, or everybody else is. And now you have to have some of the people who didn't understand and couldn't get it. Now all of a sudden they don't care. They're like, oh crap, that's good. We better go the right way on this thing, or it's going to go badly for me. You've got their attention to a good level, happily.
We got their attention because of the way you communicated Saturday night. That's what you're saying.
Basically, yes.
So, did you get that? Some people said, holy shit, this is coming true. I better get my fucking houses in order. All right, now we'll go forward to the disservice of a college education. That's my notes.
And the problem with those memes is that it becomes to, that's how you gauge someone's value, quality, or worth, and that's just tragic and wrong. Anyone who's truly educated knows that's not how it works.
That's what education is, realizing that. That's the
basically
main goal of education.
And that's great fun because
okay,
the way you play it, the way you play it off, though, you play it off fun because you get it from a standpoint of like, hey, I'm smart enough to know I'm the stupidest one at the party, so you're not going to get it on me. Why do you see, Bobby just said you were stupid. No, I'm just saying I'm smart enough to know that I'm stupid. That's the difference. You can't say that. I got a piece of paper saying that I'm saying, what you going to do? And so goes the lesson. You see what I'm saying. The vernaculars are all changing, Bob, now. It's quickly. They're all shifting and changing now.
And that's partly because the young ones coming in are truly different.
You call them millennials, but they never were. The millennials you're speaking about now never were. They're not like, this is the new generation's coming. They never were. These cats were never on this planet one time ever.
Okay. Let's try to get a clear view of the non-reincarnation issue. People are eternal, but then they experience different spans of human history.
Well,
not
necessarily. Sometimes you experience things and you have a whole other life, and then you wake up and you're divorced and you're married to somebody else, and you have a whole other world. Your everything all of a sudden has changed, and then you wake up with somebody you've lived with your entire life, and you wake up and look and go, who the fuck is that? I don't know that person. Where did they come from? And
okay,
you don't have to leave this world.
When
you can be in this world.
Okay. When you transition, in the old days when there was a guy.
Well, that's right. Okay, good.
You'd be oblivious in the guff. You'd be in ecstasy, bliss, and
you'd
not care about any life. Oh, geez.